Well, it does seem quite astonishing that by the sounds of it, they just keep on breaking the law pretty much as frequently as he sort of goes out to catch them. So they seem to have done a whole range of things. In some cases, theft, in some cases, sort of drunken brawls, and even blackmailing somebody.
And some 25 of them, including his own brother, have been jailed.
Yeah, jailed, punished, sent off to re-education through Labour. He's certainly been very assiduous in putting his relatives away. Whether the whole place is a hotbed of crime and they just happen to be the nearest in view, I don't know, but it does seem quite remarkable.
An admirable public servant, but what do his family think about him?
You wouldn't have thought those family gatherings were too happy, really. And in fact, he said that he hadn't been home for quite a while, for quite a few years at New Year, which of course is the sort of the time of gathering out here. But having said that, he suggests that they've actually sort of come round, so they've started to understand his viewpoint, and apparently some of them are very much reformed characters. So, for example, his brother has vowed not to cause any more trouble. His brother's the one who got sent to jail for brawling. And another cousin of his, who was the one who was jailed for blackmail, is actually now such an upstanding citizen that everybody voted for him as a village head, apparently.